Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine.
Hi, everybody. 877-213-4LOU is the phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
We take a walk.
Big stretch, everybody.
The sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch.
How can I help you this morning? Happy to do so. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. I see Dave Schwann sitting in the big news chair this morning. Joe Brand is with us this morning as well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. The stretch was mighty nice this time of the day. Thank you, Lou.
A good stretch is really an important thing. You know, especially Schwanny, as we get older,
yeah.
We got to stretch.
Older, not old. That's the word, older.
My brother-in-law, Peter, is always like, you know, like, and Dave, I'm sure you do this. Joe probably doesn't do this because he's young and virile. But... you know, when you bend down to get something, sometime when you come back up, you're like,
yeah, oh,
my
yeah.
brother-in-law is like, don't grunt. I go, oh, you're not supposed to grunt. Okay, no grunting.
It's like involuntary. You just do it.
Right.
I still do the grunt sometimes.
Right, but see, it's probably more endearing on a guy that's not even 30, right? Right. Oh, look at it. Look at how cute he is. He's grunting.
Well, I only do it.
Like,
I only do it.
Shawnee and I do it. They're like, oh, that. What, should we help him?
The old guys again. Yeah.
I only do it around older people to make them feel better.
Right, exactly. I have a question for both of you. I was talking to Lindsay about this. Good morning, Lindsay, by the way.
Good morning, Lindsay.
How are you?
Good morning,
good
Lindsay.
Morning.
I was talking about this. So yesterday, yesterday afternoon, so my wife, she reads like crazy. Like, for every one book that I read, no, I'm not a big reader, but for every one book that I read, literally she reads 100. I mean, she reads all the time. And she reads a lot on her iPad. And so yesterday I happened to see her. I'm like, oh, what are you reading? She goes, oh, no, I'm watching the Great British Bake Show or something. Familiar with that at all?
British
what is it?
Show.
What is it called?
The Great British Baking Show.
Right. And I go, oh, who watches that? Because, you know, typically, right, Dave or Joe, somebody says, oh, you got to watch whatever, right? And she goes, everyone? So... I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, I go about my day, and then last night after dinner, she's now watched a couple episodes, and she goes, you got to watch this. And so I sit down and I watch this. Have either one of you watched this Great British? I know I'm so late to the party here. Either
no,
of you,
you're
anybody?
Not. You're, no, this is the first I've heard of it.
I okay. Same boat.
You too?
What?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
see?
I've heard
it's,
of it.
It's literally called The Great British Baking Show.
Is that what it's
I
called?
I almost feel like you're... Are you being serious right now?
I swear to God. I
yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, A, you're going to want to watch it. So the premise, as I know it, I've only watched a couple episodes. These people who are like doing a competition, there's no money. Like, you don't win anything. It's more for pride. And they're average people, okay? So they're not like... this famous chef from a, you know, right. pastry chef or whatever. And they're all, there's like older folks and there's younger people, so, you know, men and women, and it's all a big thing. And then, but they go, okay, today you've got four. Okay, so here's the thing. A, you love the British accent, right? And for me, I love the vocabulary, right?
Yeah,
Dave?
the different words they use.
It's like the stuff that we don't say. Like right. There's this young girl and she won this one competition. And she's this cute thing. She's got this cute smile. And she's like, oh, I'm just elated. And I'm like, elated? What, like, 25-year-old says the word elated, right? Nobody. Joe's almost 30 and he doesn't say elated.
We had a friend that studied abroad and he came back with a little bit of an accent. It was totally forced. It was totally forced. And then
he said, Madonna.
Yeah, and
who's from Detroit.
He's like, oh yeah, we saw the movie. It was a brilliant movie. And he's like,
exactly.
Never said brilliant before.
Right. I mean, now when you're watching Harry Potter, you're all over that, right?
Right.
So anyway, it's you get invested in them making. Here's the thing. So it isn't like, okay, everybody, we're going to make banana bread. Like, that's not it, right? It's like, okay, everybody, we're going to make a baked Alaska, which is, and these are average people. Who even know? I mean, I know what a baked Alaska is. Let me tell you, based on the baking show, not easy to do.
Yeah, really? With the ice cream and the whole
thing. And it was hot. And, you know, the British, they're very direct. There's this lovely, these two judges, a man and a woman. The guy's sort of a Guy Fieri-looking guy, but not really. And then this lovely British woman who is like, oh, that is, it's absolutely delicious. It doesn't quite look as proper as it should. Like, you know, they're like right in there, you know, and then they go for the reaction shot of the people, and they're like so happy that it tastes good, and then they get the sad face because it doesn't look proper.
So is the whole Manfredini household just doing British accents in the kitchen
right, that's
now
what we're
nonstop?
Doing. Brilliant. You're brilliant today. Oh, I'm just elated for...
Now the great,
so if you're elated...
The
so anyway,
Great British Bake Off is what it's called. It's been going
I'm
on since 2010.
I'm telling you, you're
going to
watch one, and you're going to go...
It's been going on since 2010?
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I've got bakers in, like, my family. My nephew Theo, who's, like, 13... He's like this amazing baker. He comes in and is like, hey, Uncle Lou, I made some sourdough bread. I'm dropping it off.
Wow.
Which, you know what sourdough bread's all about? The starter. I'll get into that later. And then my future daughter-in-law is an amazing baker as well. So maybe we could have the American version. We could send them over the pond, as they say.
And then they would all come back with British accents.
Exactly. Brilliant. Everyone's just brilliant.
Everything brilliant.
Right. So that's my pick to click. And then later I'm going to tell you about The Queen's Gambit. Anyone?
I'm watching it.
Joe?
I know of that. I'm not watching it right now.
Dave?
Nope. Oh. Don't know it.
Oh.
I understand she did a virtual visit, though, this week. First time ever. She's at outside of London because of the pandemic, and there were some visitors, apparently, to Buckingham Palace. Or maybe I should say Buckingham. They say Buckingham
Palace. Are we talking about the TV show?
No, this is a real thing. I saw this as a news
story. I'm talking about the Netflix show.
I was elated.
The Queen's Gambit.
I was elated to see it.
All right, turn his microphone off.
877
All right, 877-213-4-LOU. Am I taking this one you put there? Sure. Okay, 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. On the telly right now is not the telly. That'd be the TV. This is Frank in Hampstead. Frank, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, Lou. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. I had a question. I had a guy come in to. I have a toilet on the second floor and on the first floor. He came in. It was stopped up. He came in. He said he fixed it, but I noticed that the pressure was lower than it was. It used to have like an Al Bundy. You know, come over with you. You hear it, and it would go down.
Wait. Hold on.
So he left, and it's. So I'm sorry.
Is it the second floor toilet that they fixed, or the first floor toilet?
He supposedly fixed them both, and now the one on the top floor works fine, even though it's weak. Like I said, it appears like it's no pressure. The second one is clogged to the point where the water rises up. It doesn't come over the lid, but then I come back about a half an hour later, and it's drained down.
Oh, that's not
good. I don't know if that's a plumbing problem or something I can put in there.
Okay, Frank, when the plumber came to do this, they didn't pull the toilet, did they?
No.
No, so any work that they did was in the tank or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So a couple things. The lower one that's filling up and not flushing, there's something caught in that toilet. So
right.
That the reason that that's rising up, that there's some piece of debris or something just below the toilet or something, and what I would do is, before you call the plumber back, although you did pay them, I don't know what they did, but get a plunger on that. Don't keep flushing it. And How new are these toilets? Are they less? Are they 10 years young?
The toilets are fairly within, within 5 or 6 years.
Okay. So there is a new, this is a new mousetrap when it comes to, plungers that I think that from now on, this is the one people should buy. It's a company out of, I think they're out of Burlington, Wisconsin, called Corky. And they make a bunch of plumbing products, and they have a plunger called the Beehive. And so instead of it being round like the typical plunger that we see, even with that little lip that comes out, This thing sort of looks like a hornet's nest. So it's not quite round. It's a little more oblong because the new toilets, that throat where all the water goes in, is not round. It's oblong. And so you place it in there, okay. And the rubber is very malleable, and you use that. I would plunge that toilet to evacuate whatever's caught there. That should help. Now, as far as that no longer the Al Bundy toilet up top, That may be, it may be a coincidence. Well, two things. When you take the lid off of the, toilet, make sure... Mm-hmm. That the water level, there's an overflow tube there that is connected to the flapper. If the plumber changed that fill valve, if he did it with a high efficiency system, that tube might be shorter and there might not be as much water in there to flush. And so what I want you to inspect is the water level of the toilet, wherever the top of that tube is, should be about a half an inch below that. And you may need to adjust the fill valve to bring the water level up. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it makes
sense. And so those are a couple things you can try, and I bet it has everything to do with the water level in the tank. The final thing is that the holes that are underneath the rim of the toilet that actually create the flushing action to go around and round, those can be cleaned with a little hanger and open up a hanger and bend it and kind of scrape each one of those holes. That'll open them up because there can be calcium deposits in there. And a little handheld mirror helps you so you can see where the holes are because obviously you can't put your head in the toilet.
Yeah.
But that would be some things to try that I think you'll be able to solve this problem. If none of that works, then get that plumber back to help you out, all right? Appreciate the phone call. By the way, our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Got up in the attic the next rain to look around and found a specific point of a leak right where the chimney comes out the roof. So I immediately thought, it's probably a flashing issue. We called a...
And did you kind of hike up your pants at that point? Because you're like, it's probably a flashing issue.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, honey, don't worry, I can handle it. I can handle it. You're kind of looking like Don Knotts in the Andy Griffith Show.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's a flashing detail. And all I need is a little caulk, and I'm all set, honey. I think I need to take a nap.
Now back to your host on House Smarts Radio.
I mean, I crack myself up. Just saying the word hike my pants up, it just makes me giggle. Welcome back. Yeah, I got it. Big stretch, hike up my pants. Hi, it's Lou Manfredi. I'm sorry, everyone. 866-213-4LOU, 866-213-4568. How about our next caller gets a House Smarts Radio hat, which, by the way, are a lovely black color with, I really do like them. We went with a whole different, you know why? Because it's slimming. Mm-hmm. And if you have a fat head, then this is the hat for you. It's sponsored by our friends over at Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely, you don't have enough space. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal work environment for you. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or give them a call, 773-661-0606. And we're going to give that hat out to Marcy, who's in Oak Lawn. Marcy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question this time regarding my bathroom faucet. I had the faucet both cold and hot turned off while I was waiting for a cartridge to arrive in the cold. And so I put the cartridge in my cold water and turned it on, and it's fine. It's blasting out, although I do need to clean the strainer. But my hot is nothing but a trickle. It won't come out. And I read on the internet somewhere that I could stick a penny in the strainer and cause a pressurization situation whereby the hot water would perhaps be blasted out. What do you suggest?
Okay, so this faucet that we're speaking of has two separate handles.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and you turned both of them off under the sink.
Yes.
And prior to this, the hot water was fine.
Yep.
Okay. My guess is that when you turned off the valve below the sink, you loosened up a little bit of sediment that's now caught in the cartridge of the hot water side.
Uh-huh.
Now, your little internet trick could work, but here's what you could try. Take the take the strainer off, because you need to do that anyway. All right?
Right.
Then, did you tell, this is a kitchen faucet?
No, bathroom.
Okay. So so now you're going to take your hand, and you're going to hold, you're going to, with your right hand, you're going to put your palm of your hand under that spout, and you're going to squeeze it like you love it. And then you're going to turn the hot water on and feel that pressure on your hand, like on, off, on, off, on, off, and see if you, that back pressure that you're speaking of. Now, the thing is, you know, depending on the overall, the fact that it's a trickle, you should be able to do this. But if you're not careful, you're going to get sprayed in the face or on the, you know, in your torso as you're doing this. So if that doesn't work in your internet world, then you probably, the two other things that I would try is you probably have to take that cartridge out of the hot water side to clean that out. And then what now did you take the cartridge out on the cold side?
Yes.
Oh, well then you're golden here, Marcy. I'm going to get you plumbing jobs on the side here. You can make a little extra money.
Oh, right before, don't do that.
Come
I'm
on,
not that
right,
good.
Right before the holidays, who doesn't need a little extra cash in their pocket? Come on, this is perfect for you. Okay, so what I would do is turn the water off, take the valve off, turn the water on, put a beach towel around that area, turn it on and let it bubble over like Old Faithful a little bit to clean it all out, clean the cartridge up, put it back in, and I bet you'll solve the problem. No problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. It is time for us to take a quick break. We'll do that, and we'll be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Whatever happened to the Eurythmics?
I travel the world.
Welcome back. You don't know what happened to him? Oh, I know they're not together anymore. Did the guy pass away? The guy that was the guy? There was a guy?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking Captain and Tennille? 877-213-4-LOU. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio. 877-213-4-LOU. That's the number that Chuck called. Hi, Chuck. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. You were talking about the baking show earlier. The other one you got to check out is on Netflix. American Barbecue Showdown. Have you seen that one?
No. I mean, here's the thing. I've never watched a cooking show. I have never watched a cooking show in my life. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there next to my wife, and I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell happened to me? Look at me in this pandemic. I'm watching a baking show. I should be caulking something. I should be whittling. I should be patching some trim. And here I am watching somebody make a Bake Alaska look like a swan. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chuck. I'm enjoying myself. What happened
to
me?
You don't have to turn in your man card. It's
I
okay.
know. Wait, please, come pick it up right now, everybody. Take it.
Hey, I got
the hell happened
no,
to me.
But really,
we enjoyed, even my wife, who enjoys the Great American Bake Show, enjoyed the barbecue thing,
okay,
too.
But well. Okay, so here's the thing. So here's, anyways, yeah, so here's the thing. So, you know, I love to fish. That's my thing. I love to fish. And so, and my buddy Mike is like an ultimate outdoorsman. He's a hunter. He's a fisherman. And we fish together all the time. And it's one of my great joys in my life to kind of get away and just the two of us, and we have a great time. Now, all of a sudden, I'm watching YouTube videos on trying to catch fish. Now, that's what I should be watching, not how to make baked Alaska or some tart. Okay? So, as far as we're all talking, this conversation about the baking show never happened today. Check the tape. All right. How can I help you, Chuck?
All right. Well, Lou, it's good to talk to you today.
Exactly. Now, we're going to go to Chuck in Downers Grove.
So, I think a little bit outside the box. We're trying to get rid of a stink in the house, and you know, one of the teenagers moved out, so that was good. But when you walk in, sometimes it'll hit you. Yesterday we were downstairs and was like, I haven't smelled this in this room before. Why am I smelling it this bad? It's kind of like a sewer gas, but we've had plumbers come out. They've checked lines. We actually did a camera under the, there's a pipe that runs from the back of the house all the way up to the street, and we had a camera go through to check, see if there was a crack in the pipe under there, to see if it was under the house that we were getting the smell coming through the floor or something. We've all the pee traps are have water in them. The only thing I haven't done is gone down through the stack to see if something's stuck, but can.
Okay, hold, wait, let me, wait, let me, so when you walk in the front door of the house is where you get this odor?
Well, no, is that, no, I mean, you just kind of notice when you've been out and about, right, you've been out doing stuff, and then you come back, you go, there's that little
so
smell.
So when you leave the home, doesn't matter where, you come in the back door or the front door, you first get hit with this odor that's not quite right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, forced air heating?
Yes.
Does this only happen?
We have our fan running all the time.
Okay. Has this been happening for an extended period of time, or is it only now that you're buttoned up for the winter? In other words, how long has this been going on?
It's been going on for a while, and I should have called you a long time ago.
Okay. So it's been going on for a while. And you have a basement.
It's a T-raised, yeah, it's a split, so we've got downstairs, is all finished.
Okay.
There's a laundry room area that's kind of under our bathroom, and a master bath and bedroom.
And right, you don't, it's not more prevalent in the downstairs?
No, yesterday it was, so we've got a little den office space next to that utility room, mm-hmm. and normally I don't really smell anything, but yesterday it was like, my wife walked out. She says, it's bad down there. I don't know what's going on. So,
okay. All right. I'm trying to help you kind of localize this thing. Okay. So down in that area where your wife noticed it was more pungent. Is that near the main stack of the house?
Yeah. Okay. And it's on the other side of.
Of a
on
wall.
The other side of the wall. And
okay.
Yeah, there's a...
And is there a clean-out there at all? Because I think what you may need... I think the next progression was you need to have a plumber with a camera come, and if there's a clean-out there, they should be able to put a sewer camera in and actually go up and find out if there's some breach. How old is the house, Chuck?
It was built in the 60s.
Okay, so it's probably... It's a cast iron... it's a cast iron stack, more than likely.
It's actually, it's copper. I mean,
oh, okay.
In the utility room, I got a whatever 3-inch copper that's going.
Well, then if it's copper, then it is certainly possible. Typically on stacks, they've got brass connectors that they sweat the copper to the brass connectors, and
that's what we got.
It could be a leak or a breach there that it. In other words, you say that some days it's worse than others, and so that makes me feel like it's a wind issue pushing down the stack, and there's a breach in that stack somewhere, and that's where that odor's coming from.
Yep.
So
that was one of the hypotheses of my better half. She's a smart one.
Yeah, well, aren't they all? So here's what I would do. Do you have a plumber that you work with?
We do.
Okay. So talk to them about coming in with a sewer camera. This is a theory that you have, and see if they have the ability to, maybe you don't have a clean out. Maybe they got to open it up and put one in. But it's supposed to, the plumber's not going to want to go up on the roof and drop it down. So they can take it and go up from the inside. And I think that if they're careful with it and they look at each one of those seams, they may uncover it. They may also say, hey, we can do a smoke test where they do go up on top of the roof and they cap the vent and then they pump some smoke in it and then see if they get any breaches anywhere. But I bet
there's also a stack at the back of the house too, so I don't know if they'd have to do both or whatever.
At that point, if you have them there, I probably would.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right, Chuck, you and I'll be watching the barbecue show. No more baking shows for me. More meat and fishing. Right, and then I'm going to go down in the basement and sew a pillow. All right, never call here again. 877-213. Ironically. 877-213-4LOU. When we come back, I've got a great Noodaloo, too, and I want you to think about a snake, but it's actually for your house. Don't go away. More House Smarts Radio when we return.
Chicago's very own, home for the holidays, WGN.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
My phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Before we get back to your phone line, phone calls this morning.
I owe my soul to the company store.
The doorbells that people use now, you know, the video doorbells, which are super popular, and the quality of the video is amazing. There's a bunch of different manufacturers out there. Back when, a long, long time ago, one of the first ones that came out, we interviewed the inventor of a product called Ring that nobody knew about.
Wait, who is it? I've never...
Jamie, remember?
Yes, Jamie's. Right. Yes, I very vividly remember.
Oh, yeah. So we, like, reached out to this guy. Nobody knew who he was. Like, oh, this video doorbell, it's kind of a neat idea. And then he sells it to Amazon for $1 billion. Tell me next time when we go, this is a guy you should get to know, and be like, here, I'll give you a little bit of money and I'll invest in the company. Anyway, the problem with these video doorbells is if you have a house, it's great, but what if you live in an apartment or a condo? Well, somebody took that idea about, wouldn't it be great for other people to have this so that you can be protected and know what's going on? And that's what our Noodaloo 2 is this morning.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Do you? Do you know who's there? The holidays are here, and so is that growing concern some of us have to protect our homes and the packages delivered to it. While there's millions of video doorbells sold to homeowners every year, with sales increasing 28% annually, if you're a non-property owner and live in an apartment, a condo, a dorm, it's tough to install them without fearing you'll damage the property. This week's Noodaloo 2 can put those fears to bed. Doorbell Boa is the video doorbell protective door mount that lets you put a video doorbell in any home. No installation required. It mounts in seconds. It has an anti-theft design, and you can even take it with you if you move. The solidly designed door mount slides onto the side of your door using the brackets, along with a sturdy container that enables you to insert and protect the video doorbell of your choice, which, by the way, is not included. A list of all the compatible video doorbells are listed right there on their site, where you can also buy one for yourself or maybe a loved one who, you know, could use this. The doorbell Boa goes for $39.99, and that website is doorbellboa.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page, also on his Instagram. So take a look and always know who's a knocking, or ringing in this case. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I just realized why you and I were talking off the air about the doorbell Boa and how I immediately thought about the snake. And then you're like, oh, I didn't get that. And then I realized what you thought about, because, you know, you're the girl on stage.
Oh,
the
right.
Boa, like you put around your neck. So the yes. boa, the whole idea is it's like a giant spring clip that you use at the office. It slides on the side of your door. And so think about this. If you've got kids that have an apartment in the city or whatever, they're stealing packages left and right. And now there's all these. You do use a video doorbell, don't you? You have a video doorbell.
I sure do.
Right?
I do.
And
I've been having a lot of fun with it this year.
You are? Well, yeah, you've been scaring the heck out of the. You put up this skeleton at the
Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones at the yes. Halloween. That when you approach it, it starts to talk.
Yes.
And so every time someone comes to deliver something, it scares the living.
Or comes to the door. Let me tell you, during this pandemic, when all you do is stay at home, you're looking for things to do. That was the highlight of my day, and it made me laugh every time.
Oh my God, it's so funny!
It's amazing. Well, our door video thing this week caught our elf Victoria comes every year December 1st for the girls.
Really?
And she arrived in an Amazon box at the front door.
And you caught a glimpse of her.
And then we thought, hey, we should check and see if we could catch anything in the video doorbell. And sure enough, we think it's just the tippy top of her hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was just enough. It was
interesting.
The girls were very excited.
That the video doorbell, I mean, if the elf had been a little, you probably could have seen for sure, but yes. You think it was the elf you saw in the
yes.
video.
Yes.
And you showed the girls.
Yes, they Love were her. Floored.
Well, you got to be careful, right, with the elf on the shelf. You got to be good, or otherwise stuff doesn't come through. That's very interesting. 877.
All of our breakfast, all of our dinner, all
right,
of our
right.
carrots.
Good, good. That's good. That's really good.
It all
good.
Goes out the door January, or I guess December 25th, but it's 25 days of bliss while Victoria the Elf is here. Let me tell you.
All right, so check out the doorbell boa. Neat idea for people that want to use one of these video doorbells, but you don't want to damage or make it easy to install. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Joan, who's in Arlington Heights. Hi, Joan. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a plumbing problem. I have a bi-level home built in 65 with copper water pipes. Last year, I had a water leak in the horizontal copper waistline from the upstairs bathroom. And that pipe is accessed in the ceiling of the family room, which is below the bathroom.
Okay.
I had the leak and the drywall repaired. And then I even had my whole house painted. Well, now, a year later, it happens again in the same pipe about 2 feet from the first repair. It was repaired then, this time, with about a 9-inch piece of PVC pipe. I'm concerned about closing up the drywall and having it fixed and repainted again. So I'm wondering, should I replace the pipe, which is about 5 to 6 inches that runs in the ceiling in the family room there, with PVC pipe? Or am I replacing more pipes? Or I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on a minute. Now, the original repair that you patched and painted and did whatever, when they replaced that horizontal pipe that leaked, did they replace that with copper or did they replace it with PVC?
No, I don't think they replaced it with either. I think when I asked the plumber what he did, he said it's like a rubber patch. And all I could see is really not underneath it. I could see like four
screws,
silver
bolts. Right.
Yes.
That is you know what that is? That is, I want my money back. Because that is not what a plumber should be doing, a licensed plumber. They should be, that's a fix that, you know, if I was on Apollo 13 and it's like, what can I do to fix this problem? What do you have available? I don't like that at all. So now you've got that silver thing that's wrapped around where the leak was. Now we've got another piece of PVC, and I've got connection point after connection point after connection point, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the more times I connect something, the more problems I have. So if you're concerned about this, if it were me at this point, I would have a licensed plumber that knows what the heck they're doing come in and say, I want this entire horizontal pipe replaced from the point where if it's a shower or a tub, okay? So I'm going to come down and have an elbow, and then I want you to fix that and go all the way to the wall so that that portion that's over your dining room is a solid piece of pipe. The fewer connection points that we have, the better.
Okay, so when this 5 to 6 length pipe starts, I could see that the toilet drains into it, then it comes along, and then I see the sink drains into it, and then it goes across the family room ceiling. I mean, do I have to take down the whole ceiling?
No. But this is this problem area where the vast majority, you know, so right where that bathroom is and everything, that's where the biggest rush of water is coming in, the volume of water, which is why that's like the busiest, you know, that's the busiest on-ramp to the rest of your plumbing system. Let's get that busy on-ramp changed. Where the connection of the toilet is coming down, that's fine. Have that all be, but now I don't want a silver thing with bolts on it, and I don't want another connection, and here's the PVC, and here's the copper. Just replace the section that you can see. Get rid of all that other junk that's up there, and then let that go for a month or so and make sure it's not leaking, and then patch everything up, and hopefully we don't have any more issues. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, baby.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Welcome back. All yours this morning until 10 o'clock.
Then that time I went and said goodbye.
That's a good bake.
I'm back and not ashamed. 877-213-4LOU.
877-213-4568.
Here I am, baby.
You know, Joe Brand, I understand that Marquette won in a buzzer beater. I heard your report, but I also, you know, my oldest daughter Mallory is at Marquette, and so she's like, oh, we got the dub. We got the dub, she sends out to the family text. And I didn't watch the game, and then did I hear that a bunch of games got canceled too, right, because of COVID, football games?
Yeah, a handful of them. Obviously, Northwestern not playing today. They were supposed to play this afternoon, actually this morning, against Minnesota, but an outbreak with the Golden Gophers prevented that from happening. Illinois' basketball game that was scheduled today, that was canceled as well. They were supposed to play UT Martin, that Vanderbilt the Vanderbilt game also postponed. They were playing Georgia.
Okay. Wait. So this is a good sports story for you. See, Lindsay, if you know this too. Do you know that there's a new NHL team coming to Seattle?
The Seattle Kraken.
Right. And evidently they're going to play. They're building a new stadium. I was with a friend of mine, Allison, who I work with at Ace, and her boys are both hockey players, and she's a really funny lady, really smart, funny lady. And so she showed me, like, they have logos and sweaters, you know, already that you can purchase, which is really cool. Have you seen them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? So they're building a new stadium that they're going to build. And she goes, what do you think they're going to call the place? Like, what do you think the lay people are going to call the place?
I feel like I should know this.
The Seattle Kraken is the name of the team.
Right.
With a K.
Right.
Come on, man! I got tickets. We're gonna go see Seattle. We're gonna go. I got tickets. We're gonna go to the Crack House.
Okay. I was gonna say the Kraken House, but okay.
No,
yeah, that makes sense.
I guarantee you, it's gonna be called the Crack House.
And spell it that way. Well, isn't
with a K?
Isn't that something in Ireland? Crack means fun. I think in Ireland, like that's a term.
Oh, what about in the British?
Yeah, I don't know how to tie this into the British Bake Off.
Didn't date a Scottish guy? Would he have said that to you?
But that
right?
is not Irish.
Oh, that's right.
So he doesn't.
See,
have,
here we all think that all that's the same.
So he doesn't partake in crack then? Fun?
He does, but he has a cracking good time.
Yep. That's good. Anyway, the crack. Check that out.
Love
the
it.
Seattle.
Where's
Crackin'.
Don flipping when you need him?
Yeah, right, right. Don would be all over that, right? 877-213-4LOU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. Let's get back to your phone calls this morning, and let's speak with Jim, who's in Morris. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How may I help you this morning, sir?
my fiance and I just bought a brand new house.
Congratulations.
In August. Thank you, sir. And we have this, nothing's really cheap, but nothing's, you know, overly extravagant, but we have this sliding door. And the door will open just fine. But when you go to close it, you get within 18 inches of it closing, and it gets stuck. It will not close all the way.
Wait, which door are we talking about?
The sliding patio door.
Okay. So you're sliding it along. When you get to the last couple inches, what if you lift it a little bit?
Yeah. That's eventually how you have to get it closed. But you can open it like 4 inches and it closes just fine. However, you open it more than 18 inches. When you get to that 18-inch mark, it just wants to stop. And there's nothing on the track. There's no obstruction on the track, and the whole framing seems fine because it's barely old. I mean, it's brand new.
Okay, my guess is that it's just a wheel adjustment that maybe, you know, so that sliding door has guide wheels on the bottom. Are you home right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Are you looking at that door? Can you look at that door?
I am looking at the
door. Do you see two little round caps on the inside horizontal portion of the door?
On the bottom, yes.
Okay. So on that, the cap closest to the part that closes where you latch it, I want you to pop that cap off.
Okay.
More than likely, you need either a Phillips screwdriver or a standard screwdriver. If you shine a light in there, you'll see. There's a screw in there that you can, if you turn it typically to the right, so clockwise, you will put more down pressure on that roller to lift the door up a little bit.
Okay.
And so what you're going to do in order to do this properly, it's a proper bake. You're going to stick the screwdriver in there, and you'll kind of lift the door a little bit and then give it one click and then see if that improves it. And then overall, you want to look at the door when you close it to make sure that it's plumb. You know what I mean? When you close it, I don't want to see a huge gap at one end when the door's all the way closed. But I bet you if you just give this a little notch like this, okay. That you'll be able to adjust that door and it won't be a problem whatsoever.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lou.
You got to have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this. But first, it's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Can there ever be too much light in a bathroom? All right, actually, possibly after a late night, yes. Seriously, though, Tom just got in these striking lighted mirrors, outlined with energy-efficient LED lights that come in a couple configurations. They'd make an unexpected and dramatic addition to the look of really any bathroom. They're not only attractive, but practical. The bright, even light makes applying makeup a breeze, and there's a center defogger great for shaving. This type of light, I like. Another great find and reason to always check out what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
WGN 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Welcome back. You want to go 321. 321. Here is Dan, who's in Niles. Dan, good morning. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. I hear you.
Oh, hi, Lou.
Hi, how are you? Doing?
Good. Congratulations on your contract extension.
Oh, thank you very much. That. Thank you. I really appreciate it too. I'm super grateful to, I'm super grateful to the current management that we have at WGN Radio for allowing me to continue on the radio. So thank you.
Okay. The problem I have is with my post light. the bulb now is so dim you can barely see it. Now, it turns on with the switch, but it doesn't really get up to brightness. And I've checked the bulb, obviously. That would be the first thing, and that works okay in another lamp. And I also checked the socket. So I don't know what the problem could be. I guess it's not getting enough voltage, but...
Wait, this light bulb, this light is where? What light is this?
It's by the sidewalk on my post light,
okay.
The outside post light.
Okay, and so...
And it's been working fine all the years, but all of a sudden I noticed it was getting dimmer and dimmer, and now it's so dim you can barely see it when you turn on, and it doesn't turn on right away. When you flip the switch inside, I've got a switch inside. When you flip it, it takes like a couple seconds for it to start glowing at all.
How old is your house, Dan?
Oh, it's about 50 years old or so.
And that switch that you have on the post, is it just a simple light switch on-off?
Yeah, right. It's a three-way switch that's right by my door inside, and it controls... a light on the porch, and also some inside lights, too, in the ceiling. And then also the post light that's out by the sidewalk.
Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, that is an old original switch. I wonder if it's an old Mercury switch.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked. I don't think so. I think it's, I don't know.
Could it be
a switch problem?
It has to be. If it's a voltage issue... Okay, you're either getting 120 volts or you're not. And so, you know, the way to test that is that you would need a voltage tester out by that lamppost and probably have to expose the wires somewhere. It's wired in, right? I mean, you could be losing some line voltage, but it's just a light bulb, so it's not drawing a ton. If that light bulb is not, it works fine in other fixtures, my first place to look would be at that switch. Now the fact that it's okay. a three-way, it could be another switch too. Let me ask you this. That switch, you said it controls a bunch of different lights, including the post outside. It doesn't control a receptacle or anything on the outside of the home, does it?
No.
Okay. All right. I would start with the switches and replace those, and or if you have a voltage tester. Where this lamppost is there an access panel at the bottom that, like with a cover plate, that maybe exposes the two wires that feed the post? Do you know if that has that?
No, it doesn't.
It's buried in the ground.
A planter at the bottom.
I see.
Now, I did take the lantern off, the post, you know, the top off, mm-hmm. and I tested that, and it worked fine, because I've got one of those testers with a plug on one side and alligator clips on the other.
You got 120 volts.
Well, the light was very bright, so I imagine yes, right. It lit up like it should.
Okay. And then
I'm wondering if there's a break in the line someplace underneath. I mean, do you think that could be possible?
After
all these years.
Well, there could be, but you just said when you tested it with a plug in, it was fine.
But that's the top part of it. I haven't tested the wires that come from the ground up through the post. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So a couple things. I would either check the switches. Maybe it's a bad socket, and that needs to be replaced. There could be some loose connection. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You either got 120 volts or you don't. And so there's something interrupting it. And the fact that it's not consistent like that, it could be a wiring problem. There could be a myriad of things as far as that goes. But... that's where I would start, and you know, if you can't get it at that point, then you're probably talking about getting an electrician to come out and running a new line for you, and that way you can ensure that it's a straight shot and it's good to go. Thanks so much for your phone call. 877-213-4LOU. Let's talk to Grace, who's in Gurnee. Hi, Grace.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We're looking to been a split rail fence, and I've gotten a few quotes, and two of them want to set the posts in concrete. Another person wants to set them in gravel, and yet another one in limestone. So we're a little confused as to which would be best.
I mean, I have no problem with any of that. I mean, the gravel and or the limestone, they're both gravel. They're just different types of stone. The thing with the limestone, if they're talking about doing a crushed limestone, what I do like about the limestone is, you know, split rail fences, because they don't go that deep, they do move. You know what I mean? Because the earth, you know, moves. Yeah. And so if all of a sudden a post is leaning a little bit, or like, oh, look at that, now it's set in concrete, you got to break out the concrete, you got to do all this kind of stuff. With a crushed limestone, you can just sort of, you know, wiggle it a little bit and get it set, and then you get a little more stone and you put it in there. This is true of any gravel. And you tamp it down, and you're good to go. I mean, fences don't have to be in concrete. And is there any price advantage on the bids, gravel versus concrete?
Well, concrete, yeah, there's quite a big difference.
So, I mean, the gravel, split rail fence, I have zero issue. And if it's important for you to tell people, like, hey, how about my split rail fence? You know, it's set in limestone. I mean, then I would go that route. Or just go gravel and just say, like my fence? Nobody really cares.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate your input. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much. You know, I got a split rail fence and it's set in limestone. I don't want to brag. 877-2134-LOU. This is Lynn in Oregon, Illinois. Hi, Lynn. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question about a white granite sink. What do you clean it with? Do you need to seal it? Or how do you take care of
a white granite sink? We know for a fact it's granite?
Well, that's what the box said.
Oh, okay.
It was from Menards, a Swan brand from Menards.
Oh, it's a fake. It's not granite. It's a, if it's a Swan brand, is it a, in other words, is it a bowl? Or is it a,
yes.
It's a bowl. So it's not like a manufactured granite sink where you've got seams and whatnot. It's a, some type of synthetic material.
Maybe the box said granite, so, but it is like a double sink, but does not have seams.
Is the top, okay, I just want to be clear so I understand. So the sink itself, it says, the box says granite, is that the countertop, and then there's a different sink, or does the, or are we just talking about the sink?
Just the sink.
Okay. My guess is it's a synthetic material. And do you still have the box, or do you still have the, do you still have like the, maybe the cut sheet on it that came with it?
Possibly. And okay. I think we still have the box.
Okay, let's just double check before, because my guess is it's some type of synthetic. You want to avoid using super abrasive cleaners on it, because you can, the little bit of finish or, you know, kind of shine that you see right now, if you're not careful with that, you'll damage that, and then you'll be bummed out. So I would just stick with simple cleaners. Like, if you stay on top of it, like even soft scrub, it's not my favorite product, but you could use that as well. But like scrubbing bubbles, spray it on, use a little like a white Scotch-Brite pad to keep it clean, and that will give you probably the most consistent cleaning and keep the shine and everything going, looking good long term. But just double check on that box that to find out if, in fact, if it is a synthetic. If it's a bowl with no seams, my guess is that's what it is. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would deal with it.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain. Banner for my Lord.
Hallelujah! Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-2134-LOU.
I'm going up to heaven, oh, Lord, to get my reward.
877-213-4568.
It's a true foundation.
This is Terry in Joe Davis County. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Lou. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Okay, we're out deer hunting this weekend, and I was fortunate enough to harvest a nice doe. So this morning, I am in the farmhouse kitchen, and I'm scrubbing walls. I have, I'm looking for a paint that'll really be impervious to me scrubbing it and picking up grease. You know, we fry a lot of bacon out here, so the wall gets coated. And basically, it's a wood siding, and it has, for the interior wall, and it has like a white paint on it that's really shiny and smooth that mm-hmm. held up really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for a paint that'll adhere to that and kind of be impervious to my scrubbing constantly.
Is this space heated all the time, or does it, do you let it not?
Well, when I'm here, obviously it's up to room temperature, but when I'm not, I keep it at about 55.
Oh, okay. So you don't let it freeze. It never freezes.
No, absolutely not. Okay. I have radiators, so I can do that.
Okay. I mean, you got a bunch of choices when it comes to this. You said it's a wood siding.
Yeah, it's like a cheap paneling, actually. You know, like the 4x8 sheets, the stuff that isn't too expensive.
And
that
you
covered the old flat.
And you painted that.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I would do. I would, if you're going to repaint this with, you know, a couple of options I'm going to give you, I do need you to lightly sand that to cut some of that sheen so that the new paint will stick.
Okay.
All right. So that's this. I would do that. So you're going to knock that down a little bit, and if you really want, since this is a cabin, if you really want something that's washable and scrubbable and durable, you want to use a floor and porch paint on the wall.
Okay.
So think of it like a porch is just up on a wall. And quite frankly, Ace makes their Ace brand waterborne floor and porch paint is one of the best products I've ever used. It's under their It's under their Royal line. And
okay.
I think you can get it. You want it white?
Yes.
Okay, I think you can do white. I think. Maybe not.
Okay.
I can't remember now. I know there's a bunch of... Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I grew up in Chicago where, you know, we constantly painted the kitchens with this enamel that would literally burn your eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
Putting it on.
Right.
The stuff was bulletproof.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they still do make that. I mean, you can find that stuff. Probably that enamel came from a company called Carbet Paints in Chicago. And they make amazing paints, super durable, industrial. I mean, you could go that route. There's another company that makes these really good finishes. It's a company called Ames, amesproducts.com is the website, but, that almost has like a, it's almost like a rubber coating, but the fact that you have, that it's wood, well, you said it's wood paneling. Yeah, you know, you could do the Ames and I know they make that in a white. I would still rub it, and that thing you could scrub like crazy. You could shoot at it probably and be fine. Don't do that. I don't suggest that.
Well, that sounds great. You know, usually when I'm up here, you know, we're having fun. You know, it's our weekend getaway.
Plus sure.
We hunt it. And nobody wants to work here, you know. So.
Correct. You're there to have fun. Work is what we do Monday through Friday.
Right. So I'd like to do it and walk away for another 5 or 10 years. It'd be nice.
Well, then look at this. You know what? Look at these Ames products. I think you might find that to be a more... Just like any paint job, though, Terry, it's all about the prep work, right? So you want to make sure that that you do that prep work first, and then try that Ames product on there. I think you'll have good luck with it.
Well, that sounds great. I appreciate the help. My wife and I really love your show. We've learned a lot. So
that's very kind of you.
Thank you.
I hope you have a nice holiday, and thank you so much for calling this morning. Hey, I want to revisit something. From a call we had last week before we take a break. You remember we had a phone call from a gentleman who called in and mentioned that he hired an HVAC company to come do some work. And he was actually calling about something else. Remember, he was sitting in the parking lot of an Ace going to buy the No Ladder Pro. Right?
Yes.
And he was asking a different question. And then, kind of as an aside, he said, and then I just want to ask you a question about how much it should cost to get my furnace cleaned. I think a lot of you heard that phone call. I think it was about this time last week that we spoke about this. And he didn't mention the company. He said it's a company you hear on the radio. And he had spent $700 to clean his furnace. And based on the information that he gave me, it sounded a little expensive. And we talked a little bit about that. And you and I, even off the air, when we got done with the call, we're like, wow, what, you know, that seems kind of crazy. And, you know, the key with taking phone calls and listening to all of you, when you're describing a problem or an issue is that, you know, for me, I have to sort of visualize what's going on. Right. And sometimes you don't get all the information. And what we hear on the radio, and this is true of any topic, really, right? Whether it's politics or, you know, marriage or love or whatever, we hear what we want to hear. And then when we really listen to it, oh, that's not what the guy said, or that's not what the person said. We have an account executive that works here at WGN, a guy by the name of Kevin McDonough, who I've known and for a very long time. He's a terrific person. And he heard that call. He immediately texted Lindsay. He's like, any chance you got that guy's number? This doesn't seem right. And now he has nothing to do with any of this, but he heard it and didn't like it. And so during the week, we had these conversations back and forth. Lindsay was part of these emails and I was as well. We were just trying to get to the bottom of this. And Kevin, on his own, took it on his own to try and figure this whole thing out. And we were, you know, helping him a little bit. This is a letter, an email rather, that the gentleman who we spoke to last week sent to Kevin. He said, hey, Kevin, thank you to both you and Lou for reaching out to me after my call last week. What a testimony of how much all of you care about your listeners. I just wanted to get you the details of the follow-up from Daryl at Perfect Home Services. Now, he didn't mention who the company was, but the company was, in fact, Perfect Home Services, who you hear on this radio station, and you hear me read their ads as well. Daryl called, and together we went through my invoice for the work that they performed. Daryl was absolutely great in responding to me. He walked me through specifics about the work that was done versus just a basic clean and check. The blower had a fair amount of dirt on it, so the additional cleaning of the blower was needed. They cleaned the secondary heat exchanger as well, the burners, the flame sensor, and the evaporator coil. And he explained that all of these are really not part of the basic service, and that all of them may not have been urgent to be done, but since I was purchasing a pristine air electrostatic filter, which is something the gentleman spoke of, that he additionally was buying this, it would be very beneficial to have all these things done while putting this in. My initial concern was, is this $700 charge what it's going to cost each year? And Daryl explained that a deep cleaning like this is usually only done once or twice over the life of a furnace. Daryl shared that this situation gave them an opportunity to do some more detailed training with their techs about explaining these things to customers in a little more detail with a clear understanding of what's necessary right now and what a good idea is more long-term maintenance as it comes along. On the day of the work that was done, our technician was Anthony. We felt that at the time and still now that Anthony was fantastic, super professional, and he really cared about making sure we were getting what we needed. I want you to understand that we didn't feel like we were being baited and switched. We just didn't fully understand all that was done. Now, we don't speak HVAC language, and so it's not that Anthony hid anything from us. We just really didn't understand at the time. Daryl offered to refund us part of the purchase price, but I didn't have him do that. I am perfectly fine with the price, service, and work done. Just understanding the details really makes all the difference. I'm less concerned about if $700 is exactly the best price, and I'm more concerned about trusting the companies that we trust servicing our home to. The follow-up from Daryl has me very comfortable with having Perfect Home Services back in our home for additional work. My wife and I put a ton of trust and faith in the recommendations that Lou makes. This experience is such an amazing example of how Lou, you, Kevin, and the WGN team works hard to earn and maintain that trust. And he says, I would happily share the story with anyone any way that they would like. And it's signed John and Annette. I'm not going to give their last name. But the lesson here, and this is for any contractors that are part of my show and going into people's homes, as much as communications and transparency is so important that people understand what's going on. But the other lesson is, I'm always going to have your back. And not just me. I mean, there's stuff that I will read or I'll hear, and Lindsay will look at me going, that doesn't sound right. And Kevin, who's an account executive who listens to the show and cares about our listeners and cares about our sponsors, will step up. And that's what WGN is. I've done this for 25 years on this radio station, and I get to do it a little bit longer, which I'm super happy about. That's why I'm still here, because we do care about you, the listener, and we want to do right by you. I said it when they asked me about coming back here. Without you, there's no WGN. There's no House Smarts Radio. There's no Lou Manfredini. And I'm always going to try to do the very best for you. And as you can see, the other people that are part of the WGN family are going to do the same. All right, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Christmas is WGN.
I remember just hearing those Orion promos celebrating his 60 years of here at WGN Radio. I was talking to Bob Ferguson off the air, and I think even this is before Lindsay, because, you know, I'm going to 6 o'clock in the morning starting after first of the year, and I used to be on at 6 in the morning right after the farm show, and I can remember walking in back when Max and Orion were there, and I'd walk into the studio, and they'd just be finishing up, and Orion and Max, both of them with these big booming voices, good morning, young man, you know, how are you? And I'm like, good morning, Mr. Samuelson, hi, I'm going to do my radio show. And then Lyle Dean was there, they're all like, good morning, hello, big honking snowflakes, all of those guys, and then you're like, yes, sir, have a good day. Amazing, 60 years. God bless you. Oh, that's really terrific. He was in the studio yesterday, came down to the station, and it was like Elvis was in the building. Everybody's like cleared out, right? They had satin ropes and stuff. Actually, they look like straw. They laid hay everywhere, you know, to make it. They're still cleaning up right there. Right? Did they get the goats out of there yet? Anyway, hey, are you looking for a unique stocking stuffer this year? Has anyone in your life mentioned they want to try CBD? Well, go with Herbal Active's high-performance CBD-infused balms and lotions. Their patented time-release formulations provides you extended localized relief. It's all natural, non-GMO, and THC-free. Makes a great gift. Order now. You'll receive it in time for Christmas. Go to WGNCBD.com. Get 20% off all CBD products using the promo code WGN20. That's WGNCBD.com. Use promo code WGN20 for 20% off. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk to, Ray, who is in Lyle. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Little sliding patio door where when it's closed, I get a lot of cold air coming in from the bottom. And I don't know, we got a hold of corporate. They said they would send a man out and would have to take the door off and put new weather stripping or different weather stripping that mm-hmm. would cost about $300, and I was hoping to avoid that. I don't know if I can.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead.
It's a name brand company too. I won't mention their name, but otherwise.
How old is the door?
Oh, it's about 7 or 8 years old.
Okay,
probably more.
It's
not a warranty,
right? And do you use this door quite a bit? You know, under normal circumstances.
Yeah, we do. I have the bird feeder out there, and I go back and forth during the winter.
And let me ask you this.
Yeah, I went back to the store, and they gave me a piece of foam, which they might as well give me a Band-Aid. You know, it didn't do anything.
All right, let me ask you this. For the right now, as the door stands right now, does it open and close pretty easily? Not a problem?
Right, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, here's a way you might get away with this, and you could try two things I'm going to have you try. I don't know if you heard me talk to the gentleman earlier today where I told him about those two little holes and the caps on the inside that you can take off to adjust the wheels.
Okay, I remember that.
So I told that gentleman to actually go in with the screwdriver and turn it to the right to try and lift the door up a little bit so that it slid more easily. For you, I want you to close that door, pop those caps off, and turn it to the left and drop the door down one click.
Okay, yeah, there's two caps on the inside of the door here, I see.
Now, here's the thing with this, Ray, that if you take those caps off and you click down, if you're able to slide the door and like, oh, this slides pretty well, now that weather stripping that's worn out, you just lowered it a little bit so it makes contact.
Okay.
But now if you lower it and now the door is sticking, like, oh, geez, now I really got to put my shoulder into this thing to open it up, then that might not be the answer. So then you have to go back to where it was and then go to the hardware store, buy two self-adhesive door sweeps. They're plastic. What color's the door?
It's
brown.
It's white.
Oh, it's white. Okay,
white. It's white and it's beige weather stripping.
Okay, but they make this in white. You're going to clean the outside of the door. This week I think it's going to get up into the 50s. Okay? Which way does this door face?
It faces east.
Perfect. In the morning, when it's nice and warm, you're going to clean the bottom edge of that door. You're going to take this plastic weather stripping that has adhesive strip on the back and a soft rubber thing. You're going to put one of them with the door closed, and you're going to rest it onto the track a little bit. Just rest it there. Don't push down. Peel away the sticker and stick it on there. Then the remaining part, because it's bigger than a door, you're going to cut with a pair of scissors and patch it in on the other end of it. And that should get you through the winter. And if you've got to replace it once a year, you know how long it's going to take you to get to $300?
Yeah, quite a while.
Right, but I bet you if you lower the screws, you'll be fine.
Okay, I'm going to give that a shot first. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Thank you. Happy holidays. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. Put the screws down. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Loosen. They're as if they're frozen on there. So I spray it with something like a liquid wrench. And that's not loosening it up. Any suggestions how to unloosen the screws?
Are they screws or are they little thumb screws that you use with your fingers?
The actual screws, about a number one Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, the next thing to do is to try and put a little heat on it. You don't own a heat gun or a little propane torch like a plumbing torch, do you?
No.
Okay. So let's try this before if we don't have that. There's a really... So Liquid Wrench is a fine product, and so is WD-40. But there's another lightweight oil that I've started to use almost exclusively now. I have no connection to this company other than the product works. It's called Superzilla.
Superzilla,
like Godzilla, and it's a bio-based lightweight oil and cleaner, but it has capillary properties, meaning that when you spray it, like on the sides of that screw, whatever little bit that's there, spray it on there and then let it sit there for 10 minutes. It's going to slowly work its way, like it's crawling through the joints to try and loosen it up. And then what I want you to do is take the screwdriver and put it onto the screw, and with a little hammer, actually with the, if you've got a with the handle of a hammer, not the head, I want you to, with the screwdriver, tap the end of the screwdriver, just kind of tap a few times, not like bringing it home, but I'm trying to vibrate that screw a little bit and help the lightweight oil go, and then once you do that, see if you can loosen it up from there.
Okay, so with the hammer, I'm going to sort of loosen it up a little bit so the oil can get inside of it.
Well, no, the oil should do it all by itself, but after about 10 minutes, the tapping will help to kind of shake off whatever rust or anything that's there, and then you should be able to unscrew it. But I don't want you to use the head of the hammer. I want you to use the handle of the hammer, tapping on the end of the screwdriver.
Okay, I got you. You got time for another question?
Yes, sir.
When my wife and I travel, we try and buy a little souvenir wherever we go. So we have a piece of crystal, and we fit it into the cabinet. And it sits on a glass. And we've got one piece that we can't loosen the crystal. I don't know if for some reason there was a price tag under the bottom, but we cannot get this piece of crystal off of this glass shell. Any suggestions with that?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you're gonna laugh at this, but that product I'm telling you to go buy.
Yes.
Spray that onto the crystal, it won't damage it, right around there, and get a plastic putty knife, give that 10 minutes, and I bet it'll come right off.
The Super Zilla.
Super Zilla. You should be able to get it at your local Ace.
Okay. Well, we'll try that as well. Thanks, Lou.
You got it. Have a great day. Happy holidays. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. This year, are you hosting for Christmas? It's most likely a smaller gathering than usual, but before welcoming family into your home, it's a great idea to have it professionally cleaned. A clean home is a healthy home. Hire Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They're the best value in town. They'll clean your carpet, floors, rugs, and upholstery. Call today, and your job will be done before Christmas. Call 630-990-8600. Get three rooms sparkling for just $139. 630-990-8600 or schedule at WGNClean.com.
Chicago's very own WGN.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
877-213-4-LOU. Among the stars. Boy, it's a nice sunny day out there. A little chilly.
Let me see what spring is like on.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
this is Debbie in Park Forest. Hi, Debbie.
Hold my. Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Will.
Sure. What's going on?
In other words.
Well, I have a basement full of concrete dust. A waterproofing company was out yesterday, and they put in a floor drain on the one full wall of my outside, the interior of my outside wall.
Interior, okay.
And they jackhammered and all that, and they, I have a bunch of concrete dust, and I don't know how to clean it.
No extra charge. No extra charge. No extra charge for the concrete dust.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to start, or if I should call somebody else, or should I put it down, or
when you go down there with a broom, what do you get? Is it really thick or is it really thin?
It's fairly thin.
Yeah,
and
is it the whole base? It's the whole basement.
It's the whole basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you own a shop vac?
I do, but I don't know if it doesn't it just blow stuff around more.
No.
Or
so here's
have a good filter.
So
or?
Here's what I would do, because I mean you'll if you do have a shop vac, pay take the lid off, okay, and where there's like a where the vacuum part of the shop vac has like a round cylindrical framework. And there's a ball that goes up and down. That's the, when it's right side up, that ball is just in case you turn it over. Anyway, there's typically a a foam filter around that. And then there's also a ring, and that ring is there to hold a paper filter that you can buy to go over that housing. Take that take that ring into the hardware store and say, this is the shop vac I have, or take a picture of the shop vac and buy a package of like three of those paper filters.
Okay.
So then you put the paper filter over the top of it, and then you slide the ring on to hold it there. And then let's make that first pass and suck up as much of that dust into the shop vac as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you'll probably get most of it up, and then we're going to mop it all down.
Okay, because it's on walls and stuff too. Do I have to sweep all that down?
Well,
first,
I'd use the shop vac on that too. And you know, I mean, you could sweep it down, sure, but you could also use the shop vac to. You know, do you have Do you have attachments on the end of it? Because they make one that's got like a, it's like a floor kind of. It's thinner with a rubber, and you could use that or a brush. I mean, if you start sweeping down the walls, you're going to create a lot of dust. And the other thing too, I mean, I know we're all wearing masks these days. But you may want to get a couple of dust masks and wear that while you're doing this work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they suggested I get my furnace cleaned.
Yeah, so that,
that's... Even though the furnace was off the whole time they worked.
Well, I mean, if it was off the whole time they worked and the furnace is down there...
It was. Yes, and I covered the cold air return the whole time they were there, too.
Do you normally get the furnace cleaned and checked in the fall?
Well, it's up to the maintenance crews. I live in a co-op, and they haven't been doing as much of that because of COVID as they had in the past.
Oh, so so it's part of your association fee?
Maintenance. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well then So then if that's going to eventually happen, then let's do this. When you go get these filters with the shop vac and you do all this work down in that area, then take that same shop vac and any vents that you can, are the vents for the heating in the floor or the ceiling? Or?
No, well, some are low, some are high.
Okay, the ones you can get at, take the shop vac and try and suck as much dust out of there as you can. Do you normally replace the filters, or does the maintenance staff do that?
They provide those blue ones that cost you about 50 cents.
Okay, stop using those. Stop using those, especially...
I just put in a high-end efficiency one yesterday after they left.
Okay, so
I bought them because they told me not to use them, and I'm still using them.
You keep using them. That train left a long time ago, especially in the middle of this crazy pandemic. I want people to use better quality filters. And the other thing that I want you to look at is pay attention to... In 2 weeks, I want you to check that... When we get done on the phone, and you put the filter in yesterday, but I want you to take it out and look at it right now, right? Even take a picture of it on your phone and hang on to it. In 2 weeks, I want you to look at it again. If you see that it's discolored and it's turned gray or brown because of all the dust that you've created, once you fire everything back up, I want you to replace it again.
Okay. No, that's fine. I don't care if I have to replace it every week it works.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, you know, depending on the amount of dust, you may do it... once a month.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. And thank you. And I have a quick little note to tell you. I called you 3 or 4 years ago asking you how to re-glue a laminate countertop.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that after 20-some years, I deserved a new countertop, which was true.
It sounds like me. Okay.
I just want you to know that 3 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen.
And you're better for it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Good for
you. Absolutely.
Good for
you. Thank you so much.
Happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On this new time frame again, and your many years, I listen to you all the time.
That's so kind. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. How about a quick call before we break for news? This is Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Lou. I want to thank you for telling us about the Green Gobbler. I had a main drain back up from my toilet that was backing up into the bathtub. And I thought about the Green Gobbler, but I didn't want to put hot water down the toilet. So I checked it out and found that they have a drain opener that's sold by the gallon. And I tried that, and I let it sit overnight, and it opened it right up. Saved me all the money. The plumber I called initially, the first thing he talked about was pulling fixtures and going down into the main lane and cleaning it out and photographing it and everything.
And it all worked out fine?
it all worked out fine. That happened back in the beginning of the COVID. Stay home, stay safe. And it's worked fine ever since.
That's awesome. That's really nice. I appreciate you calling, and I wish you happy holidays. I'm really glad that those products that we talk about are having a positive effect on all of you. All right, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice person. All I want to do is help people. I want to be positive. I want to help people when I can. A few years ago, we had Nick Offerman on the radio. I don't know if you remember this, but he was in town doing a book signing, and it was during the 2016 Cubs run for the World Series, and there was a playoff game that night, and he had a book signing that night. And, you know, he came on and we promoted it, and he's a huge Cubs fan. And he was, you know, we joked a little bit about the fact that people were coming, but people did come out to see him, which is very nice, right? And he owns this woodworking company out in California, and they make all these really cool things. And I'm on their email list, and I get all their stuff about holiday gifts. And I was like, we should have Nick Offerman back on to come on, and we could promote these gifts because they're super unique gifts, like coolcowbags.com, right? That kind of stuff, right?
Sure.
And, and they just turned us flat down. And I think I have it on good authority that his mother, who still lives down in the Joliet area, is a listener to this show.
You're playing the mom card.
Now, I realize that probably it didn't get to Nick, right? There's like a gatekeeper, right? I mean, there are people, not that I have a gate, but there are some people that reach out to you and you kind of know, you know, yeah, that this really doesn't fit. You know, you kind of know that, but then a lot of times, but so... Mrs. Offerman, if you're listening to the show and you're talking to your son, we just want to help promote his business. He's a local guy. And, you know, I think it's very important for all of us that we don't get too big for our britches. Don't forget where you came from.
So you hear that
area.
You hear that, right? all you young listeners out there, if you don't like the way somebody's doing something, tell their mom.
Right? Joe?
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm just saying to Mrs. Offerman, if she is listening, or any relatives of the Offerman. I like Nick Offerman. David loves Nick Offerman. He's Mike Jakubowski's doppelganger.
Husband loves him.
Right? And so, just throwing that out there. Just trying to be helpful.
Come on, Nick!
Come on, buddy. Come on, Mrs. Offerman. Can you please call your son?
I do remember when we talked to him the first time, he left a message. Like, he did a promo for us.
Yeah.
Which we play. Did we just play that?
We just played that. Where have you been? That was a whole genesis of this conversation. Because quite possibly could be the last time I play that.
He was very kind and he gave a shout out to my husband, which is still like probably his phone ringer now.
It's probably the only reason why your husband still talks to me. Remember when he had Nick Offerman say hi to me, right? I mean, because he doesn't really like me. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kathy in Hoffman Estates. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. How may I help you today?
So when you walk into my front door, there's light switch, and one of them, we don't know what it does. What's the best way to figure that? It could be
a switched outlet.
Switched outlet?
Yeah. So somewhere on your wall, right, half of the outlet may be switched.
Oh, okay, so I'm not sure I get that.
Okay, so in other words, yeah, when I walk in your front door, what does the one switch do? The one that you know it does something.
One is for the outdoor light.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them is the light in the, I guess you call it the entranceway, it's a little foyer.
Up above, like a ceiling
and
light.
And the other one we don't know.
And the other one you turn on, nothing happens. Okay, so let me ask you this. When I walk in the front door, I'm standing at the front door. Here I am at Kathy's house. Yeah. Kathy, oh my God, it smells great. Are you making baked Alaska? And so I'm standing there, and
Yeah.
And it's a good bake. When I'm standing there, to my right, what's to my right or what's to my, which way is the room? Is the door in the center, or the left, or the right?
Of the townhouse?
Yeah. Like, where's the, where, when I walk in your front door, where's the main room? To my right or to my left?
It's to the left.
Okay. Now, do you have a lamp plugged in somewhere over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
So take that, and right now when you turn that lamp on, you just go and you click the lamp on and off.
Well, actually, I use a switch that's when you come up the seven stairs, you flip that switch and it goes on.
Come up the seven stairs and then
you... And...
Wait.
What?
Wait.
You know, this,
wait.
Yeah.
So there's a switch on the wall that turns that on.
Mm-hmm. And can I say this? That the only way that that light will go on... Wait. There's an outlet on that same wall as the other side of my entranceway. Okay. Am I saying it right?
Okay. I don't know what you're saying, but keep saying it. It looks like you're...
Okay,
Wait. You know what, Kathy? It sounds like you're figuring all this out right now. Do you want to get back to me?
No, one more question.
Wait, so listen to me. Wait. Hold on 1 second. Take a lamp and plug it into those outlets. Remember that a switched outlet isn't always... It's only typically one side of the outlet that's switched. So you got two places to plug in. So you might plug in the lamp. Like, what's he talking about? I turn the lamp on and off, no problem. You put it on the other side, it doesn't work. Flip the switch, and it's like you can hear the angels up above. Ah! Like that. What was your second? You had another question.
That was it. I just realized that this outlet, when you come in the front door,
mm-hmm.
if you go right through the wall, there's an outlet where you plug things in. So I wonder if there's a hook up there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try that and get back to me.
I will.
Happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Merry Christmas.
You know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I'm sitting on the couch, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor, and this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? Oh, it's right through the door there.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
The young man goes in there, and so then I start thinking about modern plumbing.
He's always thinking.
And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted.
Outside the Lou.
This kid probably really regretted asking.
No. I
do you have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
And you, too, are the lucky ones, because he's taking your calls right here, right
now. Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Now back to Lou.
You walk into a bathroom right now, and it doesn't smell. I do.
Right.
I do.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's just important to keep reminding the kids, Joe. Right?
They need to know.
They're so lucky. All the things that they take, you know, they got their cell phones and their Xboxes, and how about we just keep it simple? You can use the toilet in a house. Right?
Everyone,
don't you think that's important?
Yes, 100%.
All right, thank you. That's my best line, Joe. I bet that kid really regrets asking. 877-213.
I just wanted to go to the bathroom, Mr. Manfredini.
Jeez, mister, I just want to go to the bathroom. I need to pee. All right. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Just a few minutes left in our show this morning. This is Jerry, who's in Grundy County. Hey, Jerry, good morning. Oh, what happened? Oh, I'm sorry. I lost Jerry. Sorry. Go to Art. All right. We'll talk to Art over here. Sorry we lost Jerry. This is Art. Hey, Art, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. A little while ago, you were talking with a lady about furnace filters.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me. And you said you were recommending during the pandemic a higher quality filter. I just bought some yesterday to change mine. The ones that I use say they're good for up to 3 months. I always change them every 2 months. What should I be doing?
Well, so here's the thing. I have recommended higher quality filters long before the pandemic, just because the typical blue spun fiberglass they just don't do anything for the air quality. They're really there to, you know, keep things from falling into your furnace, quite frankly, in my opinion. And even if you went with an inexpensive pleated filter that you could buy at the hardware store for $4 or $5, it's like 10 times the filter of those. Now, if you step up to a higher efficiency Flanders or a 3M unit, whatever it is, it really all depends on the dust level of your home. And so kind of the you really have to look at it. So I think at the bare minimum, you check it once a month and you pay attention to, you know, it's typically a kind of a white or ivory color when you put it in there. And if you stick it in there now, what are we, December 5th, and you go look at it January 5th, and now you're like, wow, it's really dark, or it's really gray, or it's really brown, or if it's just a little off color, then just leave it there. And so it's a combination of where you live, the particulate in the air, and once it gets too clogged, like the real, you know, so the thing when it comes to high-efficiency furnaces like this, Art, is the MERV rating. And the MERV rating has to do with how much it captures going through. The higher that number, I want to say a MERV rating of 11, I may be off by one number, either 11 or 12, is the point where a filter catches bacteria and virus. Okay? Now, that's not to say it's coronavirus, but it's a virus. And so, you know, everybody's trying to jump on that bandwagon right now, but that's always been the case of that. But if you let that filter get clogged, it's not doing a thing, and it can actually cause, that's when it can cause a problem for your furnace. And so put it in now, put a note on a calendar or your phone, whatever, in 30 days, pull it out. If you see it's discolored, it looks dirty, then swap it out.
Okay.
That was a long answer for how long you want to put the filter in there, but I'm on a roll. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. Oh, you know one thing I want to tell you about? You guys have been kind enough today calling in and wishing me congratulations on extending my time here at WGN Radio. It is my 25th anniversary here. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and then I was mentored by the great Roy Leonard. And in honor of my anniversary, I'm giving you the chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we'll feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to Dave Chrome of Northfield, the winner of last week's prize, two canisters of Green Gobbler drain opener packs and an Ace Hardware gift card. This week's prize, seven winners will receive a Never Measure set, which includes the standard 18-inch and large 36-inch versions of the Never Measure picture hanging tool. Need to hang something? Never struggle with hanging pictures, artwork, or home decor again. Never Measure is it's an all-in-one tool for the job, and it makes a great stocking stuffer. See how it works and order yours today at nevermeasure.com. To enter, visit wgnradio.com/contest. I think when you go to their website, nevermeasure.com, you'll see them hanging an elephant head. Not a real one, like a piece of art, but it's a giant elephant head, which was difficult to hang, not with the Never Measure. If you want to enter, visit wgnradio.com/contests. That's wgnradio.com/contest. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so get your entries in today. Sponsored by Never Measure Picture Hanging Tool, visit nevermeasure.com, and stay tuned next week when we announce the winner of next week's favorite things. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need a whole lot of money.
I'm just going to leave you with this song on your Saturday morning. All day long, you're going to think about Grand Funk Railroad. 877-213-4-LOU.
I don't have to run around.
Let's go back to the phone lines. And this is Derek in Elmwood Park. Hey, Derek, we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Working remotely, don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. Visit CobblestoneRemodeling.com or call 773-661-0606.
You know, I'm still doing the Seattle, Sutton, Southie eating. I was driving on North Avenue the other day. I was actually driving through Elmwood Park. And one of the things that I miss is that I haven't been there in a long time, but I haven't been to Johnny's.
And you didn't stop?
I didn't stop. I mean, I wanted to stop, but have you been there during the pandemic 14 or 15 times?
Even in the cold weather last night. Yeah.
How may I help you? You know, our own Mike Steven is an Elmwood Park boy, so he loves Johnny's beef. How may I help you, sir?
I've got a question for you, Lou. We have a 1927 brick John Mills bungalow. We have an addition that was put on the back probably in the 60s. We would like to remodel the back room, so we're going to take down three walls that have paneling and would like to do an exposed brick wall, which used to be the old exterior.
Mm-hmm.
We took down the paneling, and we have the brick in front of us, and it's been encapsulated for 50 years, so it's dirty. It's an interior room, so we can't really use a pressure washer or a hose to clean it. How would you recommend cleaning interior brick wall like that?
I think what I would do is I'd put down some tarps at the base of it. I would buy a couple of gallons of crud cutter. You can buy it in gallon jugs. And I would put that in a pump sprayer. And I'd spray at the top, and I'd work your way down. And I'd get a good coating of it so it's nice and wet. And then I would also purchase some drill brushes to go on the end of a drill brush and scrub it, and then same pump sprayer and use it to, with a little water to rinse it down and then dry it off, and it should do a nice job for you. Running out of time, but thank you so much for the phone call. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. I hope you stay safe, and we'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.